This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Democrat Adam Frisch has called to concede Colorado's 3rd congressional district to Republican Jeff Hurd. This was a close race. It was also one of the most expensive in the country. Frisch led at multiple points.
You know, our race was a lot of hard work, which we did, a lot of authenticity and sincerity, which we did, and we were challenging a partisan flag, and we lost to the partisan flag. I think we ran the race we wanted to run. I think we focused on issues that are relevant to people.
Hurd will now replace Representative Lauren Boebert in the 3rd and take her old seat in the House. Ballots are still counted, but turnout in Colorado appears down compared to 2020. As of noon today, nearly 3.2 million ballots had been processed in the state. That's nearly 100,000 fewer votes than the total cast in the last presidential election. At this point, about 64,000 fewer Colorado ballots have been processed than at the same point in 2020. The drop-off occurred among registered Democrats and Republicans, but the number of unaffiliated voters casting ballots grew from 2020, reflecting a continuing shift away from party membership. Denver saw its first snow of the season this week, with reported totals ranging from a few inches to nearly a foot around the Denver metro. National Weather Service meteorologist Aisha Wilkinson.
It's finally time, right? It took a long time, but we finally got something.
Wilkinson said snow could pick back up on Thursday. Storm totals could be a lot larger on the eastern plains, where Interstate 70 was closed earlier today. This is CPR News. Stay with us. All Things Considered continues. It's 7:06.